Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sufar Reed, and this is The Real Talk for Real People. You know, a lot of people said times are changing, and we have to change with the time. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're speaking for me, I don't have to change with anybody's time. I have simply have to be true to myself. You see, did you notice that Congressman George Santos out of New York City. He must not have had a mother like we had. Mama said, you keep on lying, them lies gonna catch up with you. Well, that's what our mothers told us, and it was true. But sadly to say, Congressman Santos didn't believe that. Now the truth seems to be in the pudding. It's karma. You going out spitting those lies on people and in each other and whatnot. Sooner or later, they just like Malcolm X said, chickens going to come home to roost. And certainly in the case of lies, that's why the Most High can't stand liars and lies. That's why King Darwin can't stand lies and lies. Because it serves no constructive and a positive purpose. It doesn't. Think about it for a moment. Anybody told you a lie, lied on you, did it serve a constructive and positive purpose? And when you told a lie, did it serve a constructive and positive purpose? No, it did not. And it really didn't satisfy you. Temporarily, it may have gave you a moment of relief. But lies and lies, as I said, the Most High can't stand them. And King Darwin spoke ill of them too. So why would you utilize lies, and why would you associate yourself with lies and liars? That's why we don't try to tell no lies on the Real Talk for Real People show. That's why we stand by the truth on the Real Talk and Real People show. That's why we embellish it and love it and cherish it. Because that's the only thing we realize by association in life, our experience and observation, that lies and lies won't get you anywhere. And that's why the Most High don't love them. That's why King Darwin had a negative feeling for them. And certainly if you are ones that believe in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and you subscribe to his belief system, certainly we have the same mindset. That's why King Darwin had that mindset. Because you have to be true to yourself. You can't lie to yourself or anyone else, and you certainly shouldn't. It serves no purpose. It's toxic and poisonous. And as I just said, Congressman Santos of New York City, the chicken come home to roost. They filed charges against him in the justice system. You can only lie for so long, they're going to catch up with you. That's why we said, and King Darwin said, and the Most High said, I can't stand it. I will put it to you like the Cat in the Hat. You remember how the Cat in the Hat used to put them little ditties out? So Yom Sufa to put it out for you right now. I can't stand lies and lies in the morning. I can't stand liars and lies at night. I can't stand lies and lies if they're on the left. I can't stand lies and lies if they're on the right. I can't stand lies. I hate them so much. I wish they'd get out of my sight. Praise God. And bless his holy name. I hope you like that Cat in the Hat ditty. I certainly liked it. And I hope you subscribe to what the Most High said about lies and liars. I hope you subscribe to what King Darwin said about lies and liars. These people, this philosophy that they subscribe to doesn't work for you. It works on you. It's against entirely our whole culture. It's entirely against our relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. So why would you want to have lies and liars around you in the first place? And the sad thing about that is this. Why are you lying to yourself? That's the worst lie someone can receive. Lying to yourself and to one another. Thus we find ourselves in the dilemma that we find ourselves in the daughter of Babylon, subscribing to lies and lies and believing everything they said when they said it. When a person like Cartrell or Sister Abigail come to you and say, I have the truth for you. You know what you tell them? Oh, you old nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. See, they got it going on. Times are changing. And we got to change with the times. Okay. Okay. You keep on changing with the times. See, your butt going to be left behind. You can't change with the times. Because all change ain't good change. And you better believe it. You got to stand for something and stand behind something. You got to stand in the gap for something. And if you're not standing in the gap for something, You sort of subscribe to lies and lies, thinking that things going to get better by virtue of you listening to liars or simply you lying yourself. You're living in fool's paradise. As I said, the Most High can't stand liars, neither should you. King David, he hated it, and so should you. King David said, I don't even want them around me, and so should you. And when you tell a lie, you better get it right. You better go to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and you better make some confessions. And you better change up that lie. For sooner or later, just like Congressman Santos of New York City, those lies going to come back to haunt you. Oh, it's true. You better take an ex-fool's advice. Yom Suf ain't lying. And when I say ex-fool, I mean exactly what I said. Lies and lies going to catch up what you've seen or later. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, because it's true. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf Arif, who are the we you're making reference to? Well, I just mentioned their name. Didn't you hear me? Sister Abia of New York City and Brother Cottrell of New York City. And perhaps you're right to ask this question. Yom Suf, what do you know about them? All you need to know about them. But I get into their personal business. See, they are open book. They ain't got nothing to hide. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and the brothers and sisters as themselves. Meaning that it is what it is. They ain't shucking and jiving. They ain't getting paid a dime for this radio talk show, just like Yom Suf. They do it because they love the Most High, and they love you. That's all you need to know. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That being said, let me bring them on for you. So, Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. You said a mouthful, brother. Boy, oh boy, all the lies and lies that don't get you nowhere. You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
I had someone come. I was in an AA meeting with a friend.
Right.
And I've seen some people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Right.
And they came and they said, girl, I heard this and I heard that. You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I smiled. I said, did you believe it? That's
exactly.
She just looked at me. I said, well, did you believe it? She
right.
said, not really. I said, that's the wrong answer. I said, because if you say not really, thinking part of it, that wrong is true. So I had to step away from that. But anyway, you said a mouthful. You
Thank
know,
you,
and Mama used to tell us when we was younger, oh, what a way, tangled web we weave when we start out trying to deceive. That's what
yes,
them
ma'am.
Lives do. You're going to get caught up in that way.
You're going
to
get
and it's good
up.
To be back. So shalom, family.
It's good to have your voice. It's good to have your spirit. It's good to have that feminine side. And we surely missed it. Praise Yah and bless your name. Bless his name.
Bless you,
and bless
you. Thank
and,
you.
And bless you, sister. Okay? All right. Now, Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How you doing, family? Good to hear your voice, Sister Abia.
Well, good to hear you, too. And
good
as always, good to hear y'all carrying on with the word, or as
yes.
always. May Yah
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
Praise Yah.
Yes. Give yes, thanks. Yeah, man, you kind of hard on the people from New York, man.
Oh, no. I knew you were going to say that.
He's from New York.
I know he's from New York. That's why I mentioned him. Because he was from New York. No, I'm just playing. It's just happening.
The thing is, Yom Suf, it was
yes.
so easy for him to become a politician. Because that's what all they do is lie, right? So he fits
that's
right
true.
In.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true, Coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the profession. It's a lie to the people to get in office, gain power, get money, and then get out. That's what they do.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
they want him because he robbed the veteran of his money.
Yes.
Yeah.
He set up this GoFundMe for his dog. and he took the money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they're going to get him.
Yeah, and they left it. He left a little dog feet of 4 feet in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Left a little pole dog 4 feet. You know, they crazy about them dogs. Yeah, you know, they crazy about them dogs.
If you look at the lies that he told, I mean, they're incredible.
Right.
Lied about the college he went to. Lied about working for Goldman and Sachs. That's one of the, like, top stock companies in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't got no track record of none of him being there, working there, studying there. Not, like, you went where and you work where?
Yeah.
He said his mother was in the Holocaust.
Right.
He told some fantastic lies.
Yeah, this guy's
If Trump lied just as bad as he did it, they still put him in office.
Oh, yeah.
And he's from New York. He's from New York, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to like the people from New York, no matter what they say.
Yeah. But, you know, what is that old saying, Cottrell and Sister Abby, I tell us, too? A lie ain't nothing for them to take. It's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Your man's pants on fire now.
Oh, yeah.
Hot water.
His little rainbow pants. Mm-hmm. His little rainbow pants on fire.
He must have been one of those cross dresses, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he crossed over dress. That's where his mind crossed.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that boy Thinker broke. Thinker broke, you know.
Oh.
But, you know, everybody ought to know, Cartier, so savvy, our fellow students. And this is true. The evidence doesn't lie. They got warehouses of lies. And they reconstitute these very lies. That's why they can get you vote every 2 years and every 4 years to believe the same lie over and over again, expecting different results. The definition of insanity.
Well, we know what Santos' song was. You played the record. He was lying to himself. You got to be true to yourself. He didn't know whether he was male or female.
You're going to make me choke, brother. But you ain't lying.
He was lying to himself, bro. Lying to himself. He started out lying to himself.
Exactly. Don't ever lie to yourself. It's true, Cartrell.
You can look in the mirror and know that you ain't no woman. Come on now.
Yeah, no, ugly you is. The ugliest woman is much more good looking than the good looking man, okay?
Oh, yeah. Most often the time when he made woman. For
Yeah. Praise y'all, Cartrell. Bless his holy name.
Praise God.
Fellow students, if Cartrell and Sister Abby is done, we're ready to get busy learning what being true to yourself is all about. The 27th chapter of Shemot, some of you call it Exodus. That is not the correct name. Correct name is the book of Shemot, meaning the book of names, and the most important one is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So if they're, Brother Cartrell and Sister Abby are ready, we're ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
The fact that they changed those names, so they were trying to lie about something.
Yeah, especially when you didn't write it, but you change, you decide, you came upon it, and you gonna change up something. What sense that make?
And what other book do you do that to? What other book do you do that to? Change the title, change the character's name. What other book do you do that to?
Well, the conspiracy is still ongoing, Cartrell. The conspiracy is ongoing. Keep us in the dark. Keep us lying to ourselves and one another. Keep us buying lies like you buy soda pops. And loving it. And loving it. But we don't tell you lies here. 27th chapter.
And telling the truth.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. It says, the altar of the burnt offering. This offering, the specification is given out to it, to Moses, how to build this altar. Because the Most High is always specific. He don't need you to second guess anything. He don't need
you. So you didn't tell him the bill of cross?
No, I ain't read that. No, I ain't read nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
a man on the cross is a sacrifice.
Well, see, people change, Godrell. You and I know this. Sister Abby, I know this. And fellow students, people change. They're very fickle. But Yah does never change. And they want Yah to change. They try to make it seem like he changed. But Yah does never change, okay? Yah's not fickle-minded. He's not a man with early onset dementia or Alzheimer's. He knows exactly what he says, when he says it, and who he says it to. And it means exactly what he says forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. That's true.
Just like the only diamond.
You better believe it. Everlasting. So Yah tells them the specification, the codification, the procedures to this altar. You should make an altar of acacia wood. Contrary, I mentioned it yesterday, some of the hardest wood in the world. 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square. Its height shall be 3 cubits. Shall make its horn on its 4 corners. Its horn shall be a one piece with it. All this is made into one piece. Carved. Very skilled crafting to do this.
Do you know what those horns are for? We ain't talking about Fred and James Brown band.
No, we're not talking about Maceo.
No.
Will you give them some idea what those horns are about, Contra?
The horns were to tie the sacrifice down.
Mm-hmm.
To bind it.
Okay. Makes sense, Contra.
Yeah. Animals got 4 limbs. Put the rope around the limbs and tie them on the horns of the altar.
They can't get away.
Nope.
Makes sense, Contrail. Thank you, Contrail. You should overlay it with bronze. Also, you should make his pans to receive his ashes, his shovels, his basins, his forks, his five pans. You should make it all his utensils of bronze. You should make it.
You know why I use bronze?
Because bronze has a high rate of fire before it melted. Bronze.
Exactly.
Because it was a mixture of copper. Bronze is a mixture of copper and iron, if memory serves me correctly. So it had a high rate of fire, so it didn't burn up. You should make a grate for, thank you, Katya, for pointing that out. You should make a grate for it, a network of bronze. And on the network, you should make 4 bronze rings at the 4 corners in order to lift this grate up. You should put it under the rim of the altar beneath that the network, that grate may be midways up the altar. You should make poles for the altar, poles of a pale, overlay them with bronze. The poles should be put in the rings, and the poles should be on 2 sides of the altar to bear, to carry it. You should make it hollow, this altar, with boards. As it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make.
So,
go ahead, Katya.
Great.
Yeah.
You know how intricate detail work that is to make a grate for like a grill?
Exactly.
But that's what they put on grills now. They put grates on grills, right?
Exactly.
And just imagine making a grate in the wilderness. How do they do that?
Mad skills, brother. Mad skills.
Yes. Unquestionably mad skills.
They didn't go back to Mizoram in order to buy from the Mizoram Home Depot or Lowe's. They had these skills themselves in order to produce these items. Unlike some of us, unfortunately.
But we read it and we kind of take those things for granted. Like they just, you know, popped up out of nowhere. But they had to make them from scratch.
And you had to give them props, Scotcher. They had skills.
Oh, yeah.
We all need skills for the utilization of this nation. Whatever skills you got, if you ain't got none, try to find yourself.
And with these skills, they showed they had nation-building skills.
Exactly. Because if everybody in the nation didn't know nothing, what kind of nation would it be? What could it do for anyone? Think about that. Everybody, we need all hands on deck. Men and women and children alike. Everybody with skills. If you don't got nothing, you want to learn something, we'll teach you some skills. Praise God. You shall also make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side, there shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side. And its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. Beautiful. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise, along the length of the north side, there should be hanging 120 cubits long with its 20 pillars and support, and their 20 sockets of bronze, the hooks of the pillars, and their bands of silver. And along with the width of the court, on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. And the width of the court on the east shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. On the other side shall be the hanging of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. Let me remind you, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to go to Google. I ask you to Google this structure so you can have some idea in your mind's eye what we're reading. So I'm going to give you the latitude. If you hadn't got there, get there. Go to Google. Look up the tent, the tabernacle.
Tabernacle.
Yeah, the whole structure. Give you some idea. So you can keep it in your mind's eye what this structure looked like.
And when you see the tabernacle, you see that there's only one entrance. And the court that we're talking about now was where the people were allowed to go.
Exactly.
Everything that we read before that, the inner court and the other rooms, the general public wasn't allowed to go in there. Only the priests.
No. Only the priests. And contrary to the circuit, right?
Only one way in.
One way out. Praise God. Thank you, Gautrell. For the gate of the court, there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of purple, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, skills, made by a weaver. We had crafters, such as weavers. It should have 4 pillars and 4 sockets. All the pillars
those are colors?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Those colors are the colors of our flag.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Praise
God. Blue, purple, and scarlet.
Praise God, Katra. You're so right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Katra. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and the sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits. The width 50 cubits will have the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for all its service, all its pegs, all the pegs of the court shall be of bronze. As we say, this is a highly strong metal at that time. It was the strongest metal at that time before we start using steel and iron and whatnot, just tungsten and all that. We didn't have that, but that was the strongest metal material. And the care that Yah cares about this menorah, and he gives special mention of it and the care of it. It's this lamp that gives out light in the temple. He gives special attention to it. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure, all us required to bring this to the temple. You shall bring pure oil of pressed olive for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil, which is before the testimony, before the Ark of Covenant in the contract. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Elohim. It shall be a statute forever. No, it didn't say when Jesus comes, because I don't think it mentioned him. It says forever, though, to their generations, behalf of the children of Israel. Specification. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cottrell, fellow students. You got to be true to the truth, and you got to be true to yourself. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, Sister Abby, y'all have the mics. Y'all super not the way.
I don't have no comments behind that. That's for sure. They just building, doing this job. And I did take a look at it a while back when we were doing this study.
Right.
So
good.
I had no comments.
Good. Good, sister.
All praises. That's a lot of significance to the Most High building a tent in the wilderness with us. He wanted to let our nation, our people know that his presence was there always with us, no matter where they went.
Mm-hmm.
That he was right there. And all I had to do was counsel him. All I had to do was pray to him and get answers from him. But even with that, the privilege of having the Most High in their midst, somehow they were still rebellious. I don't know how they did that, but they sure was rebellious. And the fact that these people haven't seen that tabernacle, have they? Nobody's seen that tabernacle.
No.
Right?
No.
But the fact that they could duplicate it and replicate it and show you a picture of it means that Yah's instruction were pretty thorough, right?
Exactly.
Because
From what we read, they show you an outline of what the tabernacle is supposed to look like.
Exactly. It was a beautiful structure, Cartier, a very beautiful structure that housed the Most High, God of Abraham. It wasn't no mess. Let's just say that it was something serious because we have a serious Elohim. And you know, Cartier, you asked the question. I don't think you asked me, but I'd like to answer that question. I don't even think you put it in a formal question. I think you put it in a form of a statement. You made this statement. Our folks were stiff-necked and stubborn. Well, truth be told, Cartier, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in that regard. But that being said, is this. We took the Most High for granted. When you take the Most High for granted and think you're something special, and he didn't chose you, you ain't chose him. He didn't chose you, and you take it. Y'all ain't got to do that for you, but y'all does it because he loves you. You're the least among people. Show a little gratitude and a little gratefulness and humiliate and humility and obedience because y'all like love too. I mean, why y'all got to be all doing this loving and you ain't got to do no loving back, but you taking him for granted. Like, you can do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, or who you want to do it to. It don't work that way, especially when the maker made it that. Who are you to change up stuff? Who are you to take him for granted? Who are you to tell him what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and how long to do it? You better learn to be a little more appreciative and a little bit more grateful and learn to be the sheep who you are because he don't need you as lions till he ready for a fight, for you to go into a fight. What he needs you as sheep, what I mean by that, he needs you humble and obedient. You only become lions when the Most High push you in war. But otherwise, you are servants. You're servants of the Most High. And you didn't have the mindset like King Darwin. Even though he was a man of war, that wasn't his thing. But he said, y'all made my hands ready for war. That ain't my thing. I like to sit over here and play this harp. I like to sit over here and write songs. I'd love to be in that temple, but my hand is bloody. That ain't my thing. Y'all better study something to be something. Because you got to be true to yourself. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrail, I'm sorry, brother.
No, he's had a mouthful out. And we have to come to that understanding. If a mighty man like King David acknowledged that Yah was his shepherd, you got to put that in perspective, because lions ain't got no shepherd. Only sheep have shepherd, and they need to be guided and directed by their shepherd. It's not a bad position to be in, to be Yah's flock, Yah's shepherd, Yah's treasured people.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
We can't be like stubborn mules.
Exactly. Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with that, people. Nothing wrong with it at all. Praise Yah.
So we see that the tenth was central. Wasn't 2 tenths, 3 tenths, 5 tenths, 1 tenth. Where everybody had to bring their offerings or come to worship the Most High. Only
you
one place.
You need to tell me, Contrail. That wasn't a tip on every street corner.
Nah.
Okay.
In every tenth.
Okay. So every tribe, the 12 tribes, they didn't have a tent on every corner of every tribe. Okay. All right.
They didn't even have one for their own. One for each tribe. No. It was one for the whole nation.
Praise Yah, Contrail. A centralized location for a centralized LOM. Centralized Yah.
And the priests and the Levites were in charge.
Exactly.
Yah was very detailed. He talks about the sons of Aaron and Aaron and his sons, but as yet he has not made them priests. So you can see that this is not in sequence and order.
No.
But he's already separated Aaron and his sons to do the duty of the tabernacle.
Exactly. From the tribes of Levi.
Yes.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
All right. Thank you, Contrail. Thank you, Sister Avion. Thank you, fellow students. You got to be true to yourself. Praise Yah. I think Sister Avion can confirm this, is that Psalm 48. Am I correct, Sister Avion?
Exactly. You're correct.
Thank you, Sister Avion. And the song reads as, the glory of Yah in Zion. No, not the glory of the 12 tribes. The glory of Yah in Zion. No, not the high priest. The glory of Yah in Zion. No, not King Dawood, even though we love him and have high esteem and regard for him. The glory of Yah, don't you forget it, in Zion. That's what it's all about, people. Don't get it twisted. Yes, we are Yah's chosen people, but we ain't nothing special. Know your place. Learn to become the sheep who you are instead of the lions you think you are. Oh, it's true. Like King Darwin. Praise God and bless his holy name. Contrail, let me read that one more time. I'll hand it off to you. The glory of Yah and Zion. A song of the sons of Korah. Contrail mentioned the sons of Korah. Their daddy turned against Moses. They tried to flip the script. Daddy got what was coming to him, but them boys, they wasn't going back to flip the script on Yah. They knew who the glory was in Zion, was Yah. And they wrote this lovely song. And Contrail up in his shed and his studies with you. Praise Yah.
Yeah.
All praises. Praise Yah. You want to say something, Sister Avion? All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even the sons of Korah. I know they was Levites, and they had the propensity, like King David, to write songs.
Exactly.
And where did they say the glory of Yah was?
In Zion.
One place, not all over Israel, not in the other tribes, because we know that Zion is in Benjamin.
Right.
So just like that tabernacle. Yah is located centrally within the nation. And he ain't talking about heaven. He's talking about a place on earth.
Exactly.
So Zion is a place on earth.
Praise Yah.
All praise.
Bless his holy name.
Praise
God.
Yah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Great is Yah and greatly to be praised in the city of our Elohim in his holy mountain. Were we supposed to do this now?
In the city, Jerusalem.
Okay.
Not on every street corner. Not in your backyard. Mm-hmm. not in your living room. I mean, you can do that personally, but on a public display of devotion, obedience, and humility, it's a centralized location.
And what was in Zion?
The temple.
Oh, okay.
Where that ark sat, where that ark sat, where the mercy seat was, where the high priest could get communicate with the Most High for our regard. Praise God.
Exactly. What does it say about it? Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the north side, the city of the great king. Elohim has shown himself in her citadels as a refuge. Is Yah your refuge?
You better believe it.
Yes, indeed.
For behold, the kings assembled themselves. They passed by together. I guess they was curious. They saw it, and they were amazed. They were dismayed. They hurried away. Oh, what ail y'all? Why y'all running away? Trembling took hold of them there. Pain, as if a woman in travail. With the east wind, you break the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of Yah of hosts is the city of our Elohim. Elohim will establish it forever.
So what
was this
Yah
going to establish forever?
What that word just said? What that word you said?
Yah will establish it. He's talking about the city of our Elohim, meaning Zion.
Right.
It will be established forever.
Okay, hold on. That word right there, Contrera. Would you give me a second to look it up for you? Okay. Forever, Google. So people don't seem to know what forever means. Forever.
They think it's old. Old Testament.
Hold on, Contrera. The word forever. Let me give y'all his definition.
According to dictionary.com,
listen to
an endless or seemingly endless period of time. It took them forever to make up their minds.
Okay, the noun, a seemingly endless period of time. It took them forever to make up their minds. And the adjective word, lasting for an endless period of time, permanent. The stray dog is staying. Hold on. The stray dog is staying with us until we can find a forever home for it, meaning a permanent. It means permanent people. Thank you, Country.
And those are weak examples of forever. I'm sorry.
Right.
They take forever to make up their mind? Not even close to forever.
No, it's not. But that adjective was...
Forever is gold. Forever is a diamond.
Right.
Forever is the word of God. All right? I don't know about you taking, you know, take forever to make up your mind. You're not living forever to make up your mind.
But that adjective word, that was a noun word, but that adjective hits close to the heart because the adjective means permanent. Permanent.
And that dog, he ain't living forever neither. So you can try to find him forever home. That dog gonna die one day.
They use a bad shady descriptions, Katya.
Oh, man. They can't chase forever like we chase forever. She should have brought up Keith Sweat. The love we have should last forever.
Yeah, they should have Keith Sweat in there as the adjective. Make it last forever. Don't let it
be. Now we understand what you're talking about when you say forever.
For sure.
Keep sweat. Make it last forever. Don't let out that
love
in.
Love in.
Yeah, some of us be speaking about forever and a day. Forever and a day?
Thank you, Katrina.
Yes. So let me remind you of what Yah is going to establish forever, forever and ever and ever and ever. The city of our Elohim, which is Jerusalem, which is located, they say, the Middle East. I don't know where the Middle East is. I don't know where the Middle West, the Middle North, or the Middle South is, but they say the Middle East. Y'all hosts will establish it forever. We have thought about your loving kindness, Elohim. How many of us have thought about Yah's loving kindness? Are we too busy to think about Yah's loving kindness? We have thought about your loving kindness, Elohim, in the middle of your temple. That's where we all would love to be. Sons of Korah had the privilege of being there. Yes. And when they were there, they was thinking about Yah's loving kindness. Imagine that. As in your name, Elohim, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. That's where it should be. But we only find in pockets where Yah's name is praised. And one pocket is right here on this show. We're going to always give Yah's name praise. We're trying to spread it to the ends of the earth. Maybe we are with the people that we reach. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Unfortunately, the right hand of man is not. The right hand of man is full of bribes. You take lives and prevent justice.
You ain't lying,
let
brother.
Mount Zion be glad. You can't bribe, yeah, that's for sure. His right hand is full of righteousness. And wait till he raised that right hand to bring righteousness into the earth. A lot of people are going to be flipped upside down. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Y'all rejoicing out there, daughters of Judah?
Nope.
Walk about Zion and go around her. Number its towers. Notice her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation. And thank you, sons of Korah, for reminding us of what we used to have.
Exactly.
For this Elohim is our Elohim forever and ever. Not just forever, forever and ever. Not forever and a day, forever and ever, if that's such a thing. He will be our guide even to death.
Y'all
we don't know
that?
Where we're going after death.
You heard that? Not to every 2 years, not for every 4 years, not for every your street corner tabernacles, forever and ever. Y'all doesn't change. We change. And just because the time change doesn't mean the Elohim change. He does not. He's forever, as Cartrell alluded to, and it's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. And those that praise Yah have an opportunity to get on that everlasting path like King David. He said, I will dwell in Yah's house forever, giving him praise. That's what we want to do. And the subject matter that we've been covering for tonight, coincidentally, I don't know if it's coincident, is Yah's house. His tabernacle first, and then the temple in Zion. Amazing. We didn't coordinate this. It just so happens that Yah be in the mix.
Praise Yah.
Oh, praise Yah.
So, Savvy, any commentary and any praises for the Most High?
No, beautiful song as always. And all I'm going to say is, people out there, listen up. If you made it through this day and you're still here, you ought to know by now that you are living proof of God's love, his mercy, and his protection. So if you haven't found him, seek him, obey him, and praise him always. And shalom and good night. Love you,
praise
family.
You. We love you too, sister. Shalom and good night. Cartrell?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, giving thanks, honor, and praise to him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I know that when we was younger, we used to have morning prayers and prayers when we go to bed, prayers when we ate. That was very important because it built up our spirituality as children. And somehow, somewhere along the way, we've lost that. Praying for, giving thanks for Yah waking us up in the morning and thanking Yah for allowing us to go to and fro freely, to and from our destination without hurt, harm, or danger encroaching upon us. So we should pray before we go out of our house and give thanks when we return home. That should be a habit. It should be habitual. And it's a way to get to know the Most High better. Because you want his protection, his refuge, his shield. When you go outside, especially in America today, with all these mass shootings, you don't even know you're going to return home that day.
sad lady said, but it's true. All praise. Praying for the great matters and the small matters, any matters as far as that's concerned. You pray to the Most High. You seek His answers. You seek His solutions. You seek His guidance. You seek His protection. Because there ain't no all state, but all Yah. And you better believe it. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Hallelujah. We love y'all. And be true to yourself. Shalom and good night.
To myself.